This is MFG Out Loud. Courageous conversations about sales and marketing for today's manufacturers. With your hosts, Ray Zaganto and Allison DeFore.
Number 33.
Oh, our little firecracker.
Miss Bonnie, you found how, I didn't know she was out there. It's just all of a sudden, I remember getting a note from you. You got to follow Bonnie and Golditz. You're not going to believe this. I'm like, what? Take it away.
Bonnie Sussman Strominger from Golditz. If you're not following her on LinkedIn, get your booty over there and do it.
LinkedIn. I think she's on Insta. Oh, she's Miss
everywhere.
TikTok.
TikTok. She will show you manufacturers why TikTok matters, why it's not just for kids, and really how to rock the heck out of your product and really include the end user. I think that's what's so fun. Mm-hmm. And she also will show you how to demystify video.
Yeah, right.
You know,
talk about fearless.
Yeah, I call it overcoming video nervosa. I recently did WTMFG, my bi-monthly newsletter came out, and we talked about a lot of ailments and syndromes and neuroses. Yeah. And that's one that she will show you how to overcome is video nervosa. She will show you that it doesn't have to be perfectly scripted. It doesn't have to be high tech. You don't have to use a certain kind of camera. That today, effective video needs to be personal. It needs to be human. Mm-hmm. And it needs to be everywhere that your customers are.
Yeah. She's really, it just occurred to me, she's kind of her own influencer.
Yes.
You know what I mean? It's like, she's just,
it's true.
She built this product. A lot of blood, sweat, and tears comes from a big, big products type company, very senior roles, went off on her own, created this thing, took a zillion iterations. She'll be the first one to tell you where and how many times she's, you know, stubbed her toe to fall and drive on her face and everything else to get to where she is right now. But I love watching her videos and the little vignettes just because she is always so damn excited, you know, about what she's doing. You can't help but get drawn into it. You know, is number one. Then you see her engaging with people using her product, and they get it. They go crazy, you know, about what's going on. And it's like, and you can't wait. And there's little subtle things too. Follow the music, listen to the music she uses. I love the little stuff. It's everything from, you know, James Brown to Doja Cat to, you know, it's just, she has such eclectic taste, but it's fun and it fits in. And, she has been an awesome find. So thrilled to be in her orbit.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And I'm still like fanboying because anytime I post something and she likes it, I'm like, ooh.
I think that you brought up a really good point. Listening to that episode, you'll hear complete transparency, honesty about effing up.
Yeah.
Look how good I was there. I didn't even drop the real F-bomb. About failing and recovery and just putting yourself out there, even when you're scared shitless.
Yeah. Yeah. What an awesome, she's inspirational, a lot of fun to follow.
Yeah.
And it's one of those, when you see her product out in the wild, it's like, ooh, I talked to her, you know, so it's,
I know her.
It's awesome. So you gotta follow Bonnie, follow Golditz. Golidz is how that's spelled. But check her out on any and all platforms, and you're going to love it. You're going to fall in love with her and the product.
My favorite quote from her is, change is your future. Status quo becomes your stagnation.
That would be the same quote that I have as well. So I'm going to get a tattoo.
Great minds think alike.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's right there. So. That's awesome. Thank you, Bonnie. All right.
And then, man, episode 35 was a two-parter. 34 and 35?
Yeah.
With our buddy Phil Sponsler from Orbit Form.
Mm-hmm.
Brent Hardman from Powell was the one that suggested, he said, this guy has been an incredible mentor to me and is the real deal when it comes to manufacturers who take the leap and market and do it well. And so, yeah, Phil Sponsler, gosh, where do we even start?
Oh, well, what stuck with me was like a lot of things. When the I'll make up for you, when the shit hit the fan and they entered a tough period, you know, in their business and realized they really didn't have a pipeline or a process for it. You know, they basically were kind of caught with, you know, selling naked.
Yep.
They didn't have a plan. They didn't have a pipeline. And one of the things I don't forget, he said, we're never going to let that happen to us again. He says, where we don't have intake. He said, I educated myself on sales and marketing. He said, I moved it from a priority 2 to a priority 9, built a system around it and followed it, you know, and it was what an engineering approach, but it's that notion of process.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. You know, what was so amazing is he created that process, which I highly recommend you listening. Check out both parts of that episode with him both episodes. He created this amazing evaluation process and moved from a 2 to a 9 or something like that.
Yeah.
And it's just such a great way to measure. And he really is, he's created a vehicle with that's really just propelled them skyward. And he's another one that says start with why. And he said, get a pro to help you with marketing and create a holistic system.
Yeah.
Again, to hear a CEO talk like that was music to my ears and yours as well, because, gosh, 10 years ago, I was talking about creating a holistic system and people looked at me like I was super woo-woo and out there. And, you know, maybe people weren't ready to hear that word yet. But gosh, I'm so excited that people like him are using that word, and it's not woo-woo, right? It just means connected, you know, it's holistic. And he is definitely dropped some major nuggets in these two episodes about how you as a manufacturer can get up to speed.
And what it's done is it built in some consistency and predictability. I know they were measuring how many face-to-face, you know, interactions and meetings. Yes. They thought they had a good year at 400 and they got it to like 1,000, you know, pretty consistently. And it's like, you know, just really, really stepped it up. So that was, you're right. That was a great episode. And to hear that being driven from the top.
Yeah. And I'm glad you just said that. I think that's the other thing. He's like this sort of quiet giant presence. Mm-hmm. Like you lean in and listen, because when Phil speaks, it's like kind of like John Hancock, right? Remember I'm going to date myself there, but you know, E.F. Hutton, hello. When E.F. Hutton speaks, people listen. I think that's like Phil.
Yeah.
He just has so much wisdom, but like if I didn't know any better, I would think he was a millennial. I would think he was much younger.
Yeah.
He's just so progressive and so it's definitely like that top down positivity, room to breathe, creating that culture of connectedness inside. Like they definitely market from I always talk about marketing from the inside out.
Right.
They're doing it. So great person to learn from.
He brings a calm confidence.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, you know, talk about, the captain of the ship, you know, if the captain gets flustered, well, how's everybody else supposed to act? You know, but he's steady, but he's always moving forward. And I think you're right. There are great lessons to be learned just in, you know, observing his mannerisms, how he talks about the journey that they've been on, as well as, you know, some of the highlights along the way.
Yeah. It's like a masterclass in in what to do to be prepared and to pivot and to also measure.
And that's why it's two episodes.
Blew me away. Yep. Well, and then as if we didn't already have brain burn.
Yeah.
The good kind. Episode 36, Manufacturing at the Speed of Blockchain with Justin Goldston, PhD, smart as hell, TEDx speaker.
Five times.
Oh my God.
What school is he with? Starts with the Penn State.
Penn State. I got it. The Penn State.
The Penn State.
He is, I have to admit, I didn't really understand blockchain very well until we had him on.
Right.
And then it just made so much sense. He dispelled the myths. If anybody listening is curious about blockchain or reticent about being part of it or starting one, or he will totally pull back the curtain and make it really clear why you should be part of this.
Yeah. And he's published, he writes on big brain subjects. But what I like about Justin is not only he's one of those guys that he understands it so well, he can explain it simply, is one thing. And he regularly consults in industry. He's been in industry, before. So he's not, and I don't mean this to sound the way that it's going to sound, just an academic. He's tested his theories, in the real world, and they hold up, and that's what he shares. So that was an awesome episode, and definitely somebody that should be followed.
Well, and he's hilarious, and just I love watching him laugh at himself.
Right?
There's so much enthusiasm, and there's so many great quotes that came from that episode. One of my favorites is, whenever people think blockchain, they think Bitcoin.
Yeah.
It is not that. Blockchain is the technology that Bitcoin, in theory, is built on.
Yeah, right.
And the other quote was, the power of the blockchain. Oh, because this is people thinking that it's not secure.
Okay.
And so he dispelled this major myth for me.
Yeah.
The power of blockchain is this: the larger it becomes, the safer it is. Yeah. Transparency and accountability magnified. And I thought, bam, okay.
Isn't that awesome? Yeah, that whole notion of the distributed ledger made sense.
Yeah.
Now it makes sense.
So if you have any curiosity about blockchain, check out episode 36 with Justin Goldston and follow this guy on LinkedIn.
There we go.
He's a madman.
While we're on the tech stuff, we have Mr. Jacob Warren, who not only educated us on cybersecurity, he fixed my video
before
we even started the episode.
And helped me with my sound.
That's right.
He's just such a giving guy. And again, like this, not a gentle giant, but he's a veteran, and his company, Warren Research. God, if you listening need any help with your security, your cybersecurity, Jacob will answer any question you have. You don't have to be a client. He will, again, break it down so that it makes so much sense. Mm-hmm. And I felt like this was really eye-opening. I learned a lot, and I know our listeners will learn so much you don't know about cybersecurity. And if you think I'm a small manufacturer, we really don't need that. We don't have to worry about it. Yeah. Think again.
Yep. Yep. There's so many things you take for granted. You think putting up a wireless or run it. A new printer with wireless capabilities or something like that can get hacked. He really helped, he didn't just scare. His intention isn't to scare. It's just to kind of point out, it's like, these risks exist and there's ways to mitigate it. Don't panic, but be aware that you should be doing something, about it. So.
Yeah. Yep. Jacob is definitely made me, I think, like we talked about, the word cybersecurity often makes people cringe. Mm-hmm. Like, I know Damon Pastolka has said this before, the word marketing makes him want to throw up in his shoes.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, but that's old marketing. New marketing is the good stuff and shouldn't. But yeah, Jacob, we talked with him. Cybersecurity is that, like, you know, you hear the word and kind of like blockchain. It was like, oh, okay. I don't know why it feels like something you don't necessarily want to talk about.
Yeah.
But when these guys like Jacob break it down for you, it's like, pardon me, I felt like I was invited into a story. It was so compelling. And and at the end, I felt like enlightened.
Yeah.
And not afraid of it anymore because now I know about it.
I agree. And we know Jacob and he'll protect us.
That's right. He's our protector.
That's awesome.
And how about episode 38 with our buddy Andrew Deutsch, founder and CEO of Fangled Tech. We talked about the path to global markets when I could get you two to stop acting like 12-year-old boys.
Andrew's a lot of fun. there's no question about that. But so knowledgeable too. I mean, again, once you get past the Three Stooges moments that we regularly seem to have, but such great insights. He's got such a cool journey. His insights on international markets are so valuable. I mean, just the big nugget I took away from the conversation was that the further you get from your home market, the more specialized your offering really needs to become, which made so much sense. It's like, even from his own, he drew that from his own journey. It's like, you know, what he knew in the US, he was middle of the pack, but his knowledge in another market, you know, he was a rock star and built a business around that. So it's fascinating guy. He's another content machine out there. Yeah. What did you pick up once the giggling stopped?
I think talking about, well, first of all, hearing his story is pretty incredible. It's such a diverse background and how he adapts everywhere he lands. Mm-hmm. And really, I feel like he turns water to wine. And so, of course, I'm a fan. And and really, I loved learning about the biggest misconceptions about international trade and what companies should be looking for and how they, like, what opportunities really exist. And I mean, that's why you two, besides the Three Stooges humor, that's why I think you two were so amazing for me to listen to and observe, because your experience, you know, in the ASEAN countries and, you know, Malaysia especially, and just your international work in China, I don't have that experience. And so if for anybody who wants to catch that episode, man, you'll learn a lot and it'll really open your eyes to what's available to you.
Yep. He does cool stuff. You got to check him out. I know he's got a podcast going now. He's showing up on the LinkedIn circuit on a more regular basis, but he's one of those, an enigma or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, he's so quick with a joke and funny. Don't assume he's not extremely nuanced either. The guy is so flippin' smart.
Yeah. It's crazy.
You know, and so insightful on things. And I think the humor just makes him approachable, you know, and somebody you want to engage with, you learn as a result. So yeah, that was neat having him.
Well, and definitely check out Fangled Tech. I believe it's fangledtech.com. They are creating some really cool tools and platforms that as a manufacturer, you could take advantage of. So I highly recommend that you head on over there and find out about that.
When you're done here, go there.
And then, wow, in episode 39, we really dove into rebranding with our buddy Trent Dunn from Pelican Wire and the Wire Experts Group. And I mean, besides being a hat collector and a wheatgrass farmer, he's just a marketing machine.
Yeah, he is.
And doesn't come from a marketing background per se. So that's what's so cool about his story and what you can learn from listening to this episode. He grew up in Alaska and really comes from the sales side of business. And I think the fact that he even won over the engineers at Pelican, that was my favorite part. Because oftentimes they're the resistors. And I think it's because if you're not speaking their language, they're very linear thinkers. Yeah. They're spend a lot of time on the left brain side of things. And he was able to, I think, make the idea of rebranding make sense to them.
Yeah.
And to show them the profound effect that it could have on the company.
I like the, you're right to hit on that transition from sales to marketing. It was kind of an interesting evolution. I think he had a predisposition, or perhaps a deeper understanding of sales gave him an appreciation of marketing. So he was able to kind of translate that back a little bit, but having actually spent some time with his own firm, you know, at a time when you kind of had to be more production related as opposed to, you know, on a retainer or something like that. So he's had some awesome experience. And I remember asking him about whether he thought that helped or hurt, whether it was a difficult transition to go from, you know, sales to the marketing side. And he mentioned even at Pelican Wire, he spent about a year in sales with yes. Pelican Wire to understand the customers and the product and the company and everything else. And that kind of went to the heart of one of the comments he made about marketing. He says, you need to market from the customer back.
Loved that.
Lead them back to the company, you know, and kind of guide them through it. But that whole notion of no, marketing is what leads the customers back. It's not the sales going out and pounding on them. It's
right.
Like, you know, help them cut through the noise and come back to you, which I thought was awesome. Very insightful.
Yeah. And I loved, speaking of cutting through the noise, I think what you can get from this episode is how he helped them find their voice and their visual, you know, a more memorable and appealing brand identity. And like you said, marketing from the customer back. Mm-hmm. And the fact that they made a commodity product cool.
Yeah.
You know, like he said, he goes, it's wire, for God's sake. He goes, when you're just talking about wire and gauge and whatever all the specifics are of the product, he said, it's not very exciting. He said, the exciting part is when you start talking about the wing of the airplane that will be de-iced because of the wiring, our wiring that's in there. Or what else did you talk about? Like a rocket or a...
Oh, they're in all kinds of cool.
It's amazing. He goes, now you're interested. And it was just, and I even caught myself leaning in as he spoke about that. And I think that's another thing people will get from this episode. If you haven't heard it already, or maybe you need to listen to it again, but he'll definitely convince you if you're considering a rebrand or have ever considered and felt a little reticent, he'll support why it can be a wise idea and how to do it well.
Right. Plus you need to hear the hat story.
So you got Yeah, that's really good. And check out his, he's on Instagram, Hatvertisement, and you can follow him there and on Twitter, but he does some cool things with hats. So helping small businesses.
That's awesome.
And then episode 40.
Yay!
We're to the end of the first 40. And I have to say, Dave Daniels from BrainCraft.
Yeah.
Wow.
That was awesome.
Product launches your CEO loves and competitors fear.
Yeah.
It's brilliant. I mean, like we said in the show notes, ding, 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 get ready to push the button because it's a courageous conversation that sheds light on why product launches fail and how to do them well.
Yeah. Yep. It's interesting because, you know, again, the recurring themes, that come up, the need to de-silo.
Yeah.
You know, getting the input and you know, buy-in, you know, is a big part of it. The what was it? My favorite quote was stop the blame storming meetings.
Yes.
Blame storming. So I'm pretty sure he's got that copyrighted.
He should TM that. Yeah.
Yeah. Registered. So that was awesome. But the other one he brought up was that it is possible in a product launch to kind of de-risk it. It's like, mm-hmm. you need to have the conversation about where and how things might go wrong so that you can create a path around it. You know, and at least have those conversations, because I think he had pointed out that the biggest risk you face is, well, we're too big to screw this up, you know, or we're already, you know, we already have such an awesome brand. What could possibly go wrong, New Coke? You know, so.
Right. Excuse me. And sorry. The thing I loved was he said cross-functional collaboration makes mm-hmm. all the difference.
Yeah.
So including marketing before 10 minutes. I loved his story. What did he say about Punkin' Chunkin'?
Oh, it's like the trebuchet where the product development team launches it over to marketing.
Yeah.
And said, here's the new product. We're gonna launch on Tuesday. What can you do for us?
I'm giving them 10 minutes.
Yeah.
He's like, that's when he was talking about blame storming and assessing the risk up front and bringing everybody together in the development of the launch before you launch and giving everybody ample time.
Yeah.
You know, I've worked with manufacturers myself, and the amount of time that was spent on development, research and development, mm-hmm. and then the amount of time that they included for marketing.
Yeah.
Was like a fraction. It was crazy. And they didn't do themselves any favors by squeezing all that into the last 10 minutes.
He takes it far enough to the salespeople, because if you don't invite them into the process and help them be successful with it, he said the first time there's a flub, either, you know, product failure, a recall, it doesn't do what it's supposed to, or those types of things, the salespeople are going to drop it like a hot potato, because the problem is, if the salesperson has a crappy year, they end up looking for a job somewhere else. The product development role usually gets rotated, so they live to develop again, you know, another day. So it's even more crucial to get that cross-functional buy-in and really think it through and plan for it. He's got such an awesome process.
Yeah, he really does. And you listening, make sure you tune in to episode 40, because you need to hear him tell the donut story.
That's right.
It will help guide the way for a more successful product launch for you. So let's wrap up our anniversary episode. Woo-hoo. And just say a huge thank you to you, my podcasting partner in crime.
And you as well.
Thank you for going on this crazy journey with me. We are only just beginning. We've only scratched the surface. And it is our desire to tee up these courageous conversations every week about sales and marketing for manufacturers to help you gain exposure, education, expertise in 30 minutes a week. And so if you are interested in being a guest on the show, please reach out to one of us. You can do that through email, or you can DM us on LinkedIn, which we are there quite a bit. And we're also going to start hosting some Clubhouse rooms.
Yes, we are.
So that's coming. That'll be new. And we just want to invite you to connect if you're not already connected with us on LinkedIn, for sure. And if you're not already, please subscribe. You can go to mfgoutloud.com mm-hmm. and or anchor.fm and find us there. And if you feel there's value in the show, leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. That would be most appreciated. And just a huge thank you to all of our guests for sharing their time and their energy and their expertise.
Yep.
And I will let Ray say whatever you're thinking, because I can see the wheels turning, and then take us out.
You absolutely nailed it. We do this because we love manufacturing, and it's a passion. This podcast is a passion project for both of us, and we hope that we're able to bring our enthusiasm and that it comes through, and our guests help make you and your business a little brighter and a little bit better. And if we're doing that, then that's incredibly satisfying. And we want you to continue to follow us, keep listening, keep engaging with us, and keep manufacturing out loud, because we need you.
Thank you for listening to MFG Out Loud with Ray Zaganto and Allison DeFore. You can subscribe and find show notes at mfgoutloud.com.